Thank the Lord.
We were especially blessed with prayers going up today. We're thinking too about this. Warriors of the cross. Men and women that have spent being spent for the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're leaving examples and inspirations for us to follow and continue on. I believe that the Lord would have not only just a continuation, but some advance. Advancing in the faith of the Lord. We desire your prayers today as we look into the Word of God. We have thoughts on our heart. Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, 22nd chapter. Some thoughts here that we'd like to consider as we begin reading today. Ezekiel 22. Start reading at the 24th verse. Considering such as thoughts. The Son of Man say unto her, thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion revealing the prey. They have devoured souls, they have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law, have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. And have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths. I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves revealing the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression, exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor indeed. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. This is a dark picture. This is indeed a dark picture. A time when things are in such a low state. God help us all today. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found none. I believe it's safe to say today that we are in a very crucial and critical time. This world that we're living in today is a technical world. There are many more educated people gaining more education as the days go by. Individuals are exposed to a lifestyle and manner of living that many times puts us at a complete cross to the simple life of trusting God for our daily needs. We're confronted with some situations now that are pushing and shoving. There's a pressure being exerted upon the church to change, to make adjustments, to receive. see this new so-called enlightenment to prepare and open her arms to receive in this new generation that is thinking now on new terms and new levels. There's a push like this. And everywhere across the country, because of this enlightened time, so-called, and because of the changing of lifestyle, because we are in a land of plenty, the battle is on. That's all.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to tell you individuals today that are in situations where the lucrativeness of their profession is causing them to be able to move out of neighborhood A and go over to this neighborhood a little bigger, a little larger, a little more. These things are causing some backlash among the old simple way.
Yes, that's right.
Right now. I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ will suffice if God would suffer man to put him a little platform out in the heavens and build him a space station. I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ will suit him right there because man's condition is ever with him. You've heard the situation. You take the boy out of the country, but you don't get the country out of the boy. Not if he's a country boy. Man has his problems, and they're ever with him, except the blood of Jesus Christ eradicates the thing, cleans him up, makes him a brand new creature. He takes his condition with him.
That's so.
Now, God help us. We may be on the brink of the most enlightened and educated generation there ever was. We may be more now understanding some of the mysteries that all our grandparents that caused them to be in awe at things. But now we know what that is. It's been explained. It's been revealed. We understand now. Be careful right here that we don't belittle or think short of those dear ones who had a hold on God and were mystified by some of the things they could not explain.
Amen.
Oh, listen then. I believe in an experience with God that stabilizes and balances and enables us to keep a clear head in the midst of this kind of generation.
Praise the Lord.
There's a force and an encroachment right against the very vitals of the church. Let down. Make some change. You got to make some room. You can't hold it like that. I warn you today, do not touch the old landmark.
Amen.
Don't touch it.
Amen.
Hands off. We better go to God as never before and get our experiences right up to par with God. The trouble is that our experiences are lagging behind and we feel like we're outdated, but there's some more living that you and I can do that'll put us right up to time. We need this.
Yes, we do.
Look.
Reach it right on, brother.
They put no difference.
So.
Everything goes now. Mm-hmm. It started in the world. Used to be able you could tell a man from a woman.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
Clearly tell a man from a woman.
This is one of the landmarks.
A dress.
Amen.
A carriage.
Yes.
The whole being said, that's a lady.
That's right.
That's a man. Oh, glory to God. Speed it up, please. I told you folks get jet lag. We are living. Our bodies are well ahead of what we're able to handle.
Yes, that's right.
God help us.
Yes.
Folks are speeding along on where they are.
It's so
their bodies are way ahead of where they really are. Time to come to yourself. Come to yourself. You know there's a pig pen. There's a pig pen of prosperity. Folks think of the pig pen as down and out.
Yes.
Usually think of the pig pen as don't have, the need more. You can have an abundance and be in a pig pen of prosperity.
Yes.
Eating the husk of so-called success.
Yes.
Lacking in spiritual reality. Lacking in the reality of knowing that my sins are gone. Yes. Having a sweet communion with the Lord. Knowing it's well with my soul.
Yes.
Was well with my soul.
Praise God.
If the Lord should smile on me and bless the work of my hand, bless the labor of my life, then I still know He's God Almighty. I'm not confused. It's not by my strength. It's not by my keen wit. It's by the mercies and goodness of God. Oh, you know, we ought to still be praising Him that way. Everything we have to the glory of God. Bless the Lord. I said, if the Lord would make it so that we could have a big gathering place somewhere, it'd be for the saints. Gather in and refresh yourself. Have a little meeting, sing a little bit, just want to rest. But it's got to be to the glory of God. Not something to show off of mine, see. Oh, Lord, keep it just right. That the Lord can be glorified. So we've got something on hand here. These encroachments, these oppressors. Never seen such a time. You watch people, there's trouble on their faces. As they walk the streets, there's trouble on their brows. There's trouble. You say, well, that's out there. But I watch folks coming in the meeting house. I see furrows on their brows. I see trouble. Oh, they come to meeting. What's going to happen now? Oh, what's going to be taken next? Oh, what are we going to allow next? God help us. Help me, man. I sought for a man. God's still looking for me.
Amen.
You know, if you're going to live for God, you have to be a man.
That's right.
Watch out now, sisters.
Yes. So.
You sisters are going to have to be men in your faith.
Amen.
You have to have a faith that's unshakable, like a man. When it comes to believing the word, when it comes to doing righteousness, when it comes to standing up for the Bible, your faith must be like a man. See, now that's your place, aren't you? She's got faith like a man, see. I'm a woman, but I got faith like a man. Amen. Women must be men in their faith, in their belief and steadfastness, in their commitment and vows to God. Must be like a man. No place here for little feminine tears. When it comes to withstanding evil, your faith got to be solid.
That's right.
Solid! Glory to God. Pass into the solid rock. God sought for a man. Sometimes that man's a woman. All right now. Sometimes that man's a woman, I got to tell you. Because she's got the right connections with God. She's not giving up any ground that the Lord has bequeathed to the saints. She ain't giving it up. Hold it steady. Glory be to God. I got Bible backers up. Paul told Timothy, your grandmother and your mother have given you something. Women get in faith like a man.
Amen.
Yeah, be a man. You can make your man be a man. Yes, a saved woman filled with the Holy Ghost can be her husband's conscience. Amen. Don't let it backslide. Don't let it change. If he takes the right stand, hold him to it. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let him move. You didn't talk like that to me in the verse. Hold him right there. Amen. Be his conscience. Amen. Faith like a man. I believe that's what was going on with Deborah and Miranda. Right up with me. She said, no woman ain't supposed to be all out here in the front. I tell you what, I'll ride just to back you up in faith. You will have to leave.
Yes.
God looking for a man. Now that's collective, see. I'm not thinking of one individual, but collectively looking for a man. To do what? Is there not a breach? Is there not a cause? Remember little David went down to the battle and somebody thought he was presumptuous and you little nosy thing, you? Coming down here where we professional soldiers are. And he looked there and said, is there not a cause? Isn't something going on? Isn't that battle going on? And you all standing back here scared to death. God help us. I'm going to run me away from the fight. Why are you fighting? Try to turn your head. Turn your head. You go on back home. There's a cause, and I'm here to get it in. sought for a man.
Reach it, brother.
Among them.
Yeah.
That should make up the hedge. Got too many folks standing off.
That's so.
Scared to get in. Right. Oh, if I get in here, they won't see me this way. And they cut off my little support in one thing and another. But you better get some feet and get in here. Somebody's always telling me what's not going right. Why aren't you in it?
Right.
Ain't going right? Why aren't you in it? You think that thing is lopsided? Get in it! Stand right in the way of the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I will come down to you. Run over me.
Yeah.
Amen. Now they might run over you. Amen. You might get your head busted open. Except the corner we die.
Yes.
It abides alone.
Amen.
But if it die. Oh, I can see Stephen. Yeah. I can see him.
Yeah.
Out there. Being stoned to death. He said, Father, let not this sin to that charge. He was right in it. He said, you stiff neck, you're like your father, you're not holding it right. They killed him, but the seed went down, and Paul came out. Paul was in the
gospel. Praise God.
Looking on the face of that angel. Looking at that angel's face.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt that scene followed him down the road.
Yeah.
No doubt stung his heart when the Lord shook his cane. Oh, yeah. He said, what do you want, Lord?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
God, look at the man here. Lay down your life.
Oh, yeah.
See, I love this truth.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Let's get in it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hey, let's get in it.
Praise God.
Whatever the saints are doing in Oklahoma affects me.
Yes, it does.
That's right.
On the tip of Florida. Whatever we're doing down on the tip of Florida is shaking you.
That's right.
All right now. We're so connected together. You being out, you pulling me with you.
Right.
You start to slide and I feel pull.
Right.
I anchor. Come on, brother. Don't do that. Sliding and falling and drifting. Don't do it, brother. Make some long distance call. Just say, don't do it.
Amen.
Hey, man. Hold steady.
Amen.
We need to learn how to come to one another's rescue.
Yes. Yeah,
amen.
Look at James said, life with man. Yeah. Like lashes. And we. God uses men, you hear me?
Yes, he does.
Thought of the prophet sitting in front of the king hiding, running from Jezebel, and all shook up, he's killing the prophets, and I guess I'm on the list for next. God shook him out of that place.
Yeah, he sure did.
Get up! I need a man and get in this thing!
Yes.
Glory to God. God wants some men and women, boys and girls to be men.
Yes.
I like to see young folks be men.
Yes.
Oh, he's 14, but he's a man in faith.
Praise
the Lord.
The man in confidence in God.
Amen.
That's the man.
Yeah,
when they're holding steady and fast, when they're not shake and quiver, when the devil, the roaring lion, is raging and roaring. Glory be to God. I need your prayer.
Let
me tell you something. The kind of men that God can use. The kind that God can use. In the battle. God has an elite that he's streamlining down. He's been dealing with their hearts. He's been dealing with their mind. He's caused them to look on and be grieved and moved to prayer, groanings and moanings. And now he's calling his army together. Get up, gird up, shoulder up, get in the battle. Sure, we'd all like to go home and just stay there. Oh, I don't want to be bothered with no problems. That's not God's way. Get right in the middle of the thing. Take the Bible as your guide.
Yes.
Amen. Anything that won't stand up by the word of God, burn it up.
Amen.
Don't give it any quarter. Allow it to be received as a doctrine. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to get into that. Amen. That's not the standard. You don't have to get into that. You don't have to be bulldozed around. My folks, you've lost contact with God.
That's right.
Or bring another thing. God help us. I don't know where to go with this, but it's on my heart. Just look over at the Jesus.
That, Lord.
Seventh chapter of Judges. Don't have to read. Start the first verse.
Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Perah,
right,
so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley.
Yes.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me.
Now let's watch.
To give the Midianites into their hands. But as Israel bought themselves against me, saying, mine own hand have saved me.
All right, I'm going to tell you something here. The enemy came in like a flood. Camped all around. God had spoken to Gideon down in the valley there somewhere, and Gideon chopped down the grove and got to moving, and folks began to see the hand of God was on Gideon, and God was using him, and an army was raised up. I'm going to tell you something right through here. We better be careful. When the hand of God is evident upon an individual and God is using them, they are fearless because they're clean, because their heart is right, because there's no condemnation. They fear nothing of the devil. There are those who will be able to recognize that and join themselves. Get in that clan army. God wants the very best. Still looking for a man. The people are too many. You've got a crowd, and if you go out with this crowd and should be successful, the word will get around that it was your strength, your arm, your ability. My own hand has saved me. God has approval for all of his people. Approving, and God proves right in the midst of his people all the time. All right, he gives them some proving here. Let's read on.
Now therefore, go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid,
watch out,
let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead.
Hold it a minute. Whosoever is fearful and afraid. Yeah. Too many shaky, scary folks. Scared of everything. Scared to be a man about this. When I came to Jesus, I gave up all of my sin. I am not practicing sin today.
Praise God.
Why should we fear? Why should we be afraid? Why should we be afraid to be counted as the people of God? Why should we be afraid to stand up and stand out for the truths of the Bible that we love? Fearful and afraid. Oh, I'm afraid I'll be ostracized, or my family won't receive me, or maybe I'll lose my job, or you might lose more than that.
That's right.
Yes, so.
Lose your soul.
Yeah.
Yes, so. Lose heaven.
Yes,
so. Lose the sweet fellowship. God help us all. Afraid and fearful. Oh, fear hath torment. I'm going to tell you where you find yourself shaking. Well, I wish I could trust God. I want to, but I'm afraid. Your love is not perfect. Your connection to the Lord is not as it ought to be. If we love the Lord as the Word of God teaches us to love Him, that perfect love will cast out fear.
Amen.
Trust Him while we live. I'll trust Him when I die.
Yes.
Glory to God, I trust Him. But all this life is on my own. Yes, I trust Him. Trust Him. Trust the Lord. Glory be to God. I'm going to tell you, we're running out of time. Where are we trying to figure out too many things? Trying to get the figure in and want it all down, just point blank, blank. God wants to bless and inspire and give some answers on the spot.
Yes.
We'll have to trust Him for that.
Yes.
Go into the battle with a clean heart, folks. Go into it full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God will see you through. Amen. Read on.
And there returned of the people 22,000.
Look what he had on his hand. 22,000 scared folks. Or afraid. Scared and afraid. Now, what do you expect somebody's going to do who's really scared? When you get down here, the fever, the temperature that ran on up in the way on up hot, and You touch that head and ooh, there's a hot fever. He gonna have convulsions. And after convulsions gonna be, and just play that thing on out to the darkest picture. You know somebody that's afraid of trembling? You better call the ambulance. Thank God it's had some dear saints to say, call Jesus. Central's never busy. Central will never be. Call Jesus. Call him. Oh, you hit a little tough place. Looks like it's not going to happen. Here's a mother at a time needing help. Oh, we don't have to rush anywhere. Just fall on your knees and call Jesus. In the battle scene, hot. It's life or death. Medical science has made such advances. You don't have to do that anymore. Why risk it? Jesus is no risk.
That's right. Amen.
He's no risk.
Others are risk.
God can't use fearful and afraid.
That's right.
He can't use it. Oh, when the battle of rage and fury can be standing firm.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, when you come on the battleground. Maybe you get the report. If God doesn't undertake, she'll be leaving us. Does it shake you? Or does it cause you to say, my God is able?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
You know, the report of the battle and folks get nervous.
Yeah.
God help us.
Yes,
Lord. Man, God can use.
Lord.
You ever wonder why Jesus put some folks for in the room?
Yes.
Getting ready to pray, why is quiet? Ask them to wait outside. This is no place to have somebody fearful, somebody who has not proven true, someone who has demonstrated they are not able to trust him all the way. I'm going to tell you something. If I was invited to be out of the room, I wouldn't be hollering at nobody. I'd be crying to God, why, my Lord? Why would you put me out? I got faith. Or do I? Amen. I wouldn't get upset. Evidently something loose about me. And I'm going to get it tightened right up. I'm going to be in the battle wherever it is.
That's right.
Don't exclude me.
Thank
little bit I can do. Oh, may God help us now. Look at it now. 22,000. Read.
And there remain 10,000.
Well, we still got a pretty good army. 10,000. All right, read on.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many.
You know something? God is not fooled by big numbers swelling in the crowd. God's not fooled. I think sometimes we get a false security over our numbers. And sometimes we get the wrong, the other way. Because just a few, we feel like anybody could undertake that. Thank God his thoughts are not our thoughts. Thank God his ways are not our way.
Yes,
I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
The very time it looks the worst might be the very time you do the most.
Yes.
In the very time it looks so prosperous, we fall flat.
Yes.
God help us, folks. There ought to be a message there to us. Still you're not too many. 10,000 is too many. Read on.
Bring them down to the water.
See?
And I will try them for thee there.
Hold it right here. Preacher, you don't have to worry. God's going to try them for you.
Right.
Try them for you.
Yeah.
Saint of God, it's going to be a trial. I'll try them for you. He who knows the reign of the heart, he who knows about us, knows everything, knows who's going to turn back in the battle.
Yeah.
And the Lord, I'll try them for you. Read.
I will try them there for thee, and it shall be that of whom I say unto thee,
see?
This shall go with thee,
this
shall
go
the same shall go with thee.
Yes.
And
yes.
Of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
Listen, this is not going to be on a buddy-buddy basis.
No.
I get all them that favor me. Let me work together. No, no, no. The Lord said, whom I say go.
That's right.
And whom I say send home. Not him. Send him home.
All right.
He's going to be wrong for the battle. Oh, listen, many times troubles pop up and pop up. wonder why you can't get the thing under control. You got the Word of God, you're laboring in the Word, and still living. You got some handicaps in your battle.
Amen.
Somebody sabotaging it. I found it so. The right counsel goes for it. But in the very midst of the battle, there's somebody said, it don't take all that.
Long.
It don't take all that. It's supposed to be on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to be in this thing eye to eye. Sabotage. It said it's a conspiracy in the land.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a conspiracy.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
God help us.
Yes,
we
help their Lord.
We don't.
So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself.
Right. Now listen. God makes a separation. God, now thank you. Thank you. God separates. Listen, he's able to do it. He does it.
Yes.
He separates. Amen. Let's watch him.
Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lap, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men.
Three. You know, I love this. I love the thought of living from hand to mouth, from God's hand to my mouth. Whatever God is dishing out, we ought to take it.
That's right.
Just lap it. Believe him with all your heart. Live faithful and true. Be clear and clean and right for God. Get in the battle. Don't stand on the sideline and be a commentator.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big popular thing in the world today, these commentators.
Yeah.
When they get through talking, you don't know what the issues are.
That's true.
I want to hear what so-and-so is saying. Then there's Dan Rather. And then there's this one. And when they get through talking, you're thoroughly confused. Agitator. That's quite a family.
Yeah.
Commentator. Tater family.
Yeah.
Agitators. Spectators.
Yeah.
You got all of that. The devil's around the battle.
That's all.
You got all of that. That whole family right here. Taters. Lord said, I'll separate. I want men.
Yeah.
Men that can follow. We're not afraid. We don't.
But all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees.
We'll do it.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand.
Pray.
Let all the other people go, every man unto his place.
Let him go to his place.
Praise the Lord.
You know that's what both of need to let go?
Lord. Yes. Lord. Into his eyes.
Can be used in the battle. God help us. God has separated the thing. I'll not go out in the graveyard and try to pull up something there and make it stand.
Praise the Lord.
God help us. Hanging around tombstones. Really nautical. I don't remember just what it was. It seemed like people on a remote island during the war, World War II, and some GI came through there and just really helped the people a lot, made them big promises, and it seemed to be quite a great help to them anyway. He left the island and said he'd return. And every year they come to a certain point looking for a return.
Yeah.
And they can't go any further than that. Let me tell you something. God's doing the separation. When God separates, we better let it go. Leave it there.
That's right.
Let us just leave it. You don't have to say any more. We're getting into the battle. In the battle proper. In the very eye of the thing. It's going to take clean hands and clean hearts. To be able to get anything done.
Amen.
God help us. Get in, I'm going to use these 300 and deliver. Praise the Lord. I'm going to deliver these three miles. Oh, you know, the cap goes on. The great deliverance was brought there. The kind that God can use in the battle. May God help us now. Oh, and Gideon got so involved in the battle, and the victory was so great. Battle was pursuing, they followed on to a full victory. Oh, then he stopped it. Let's look here. First Chronicles. Oh, may God help us. 12th chapter. One. We need to help us. One, two.
Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish.
Watch him.
And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war.
Helpers of the war.
Yes.
Helpers of the war. It's a battle going on here. There's a struggling here. God help us all. These were helpers of the war. Yes. You better know who the allies are, who the helpers are.
All right.
You better know. Better be assured. Scripture says, know them.
Yes.
That later.
Praise the Lord.
I take that serious. Know them that labor among you.
Yes.
Know them. Yeah.
They were armed with bows. Armed with both the right hand and the left. And
skill.
Stone.
What? You know what? Hurling stones. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
And shooting arrows.
Shoot arrows.
Even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin.
They were the experts. Bows and arrows. Now this is literal, but when it comes down to this is a spiritual battle. This is not a carnal fighting here, but it's a spiritual activity we're looking at here. But armed and fortified with the armor of light and truth and love. Invincible. Amen. The 8th verse now.
And of the Gadites that separated themselves unto David and to behold to the wilderness men of might.
Yes.
And men of war fit for the battle.
Fit for the battle. Men of war fit for the battle.
That could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions.
Now, no place for fearful, here it is. Faces like the faces of lions. I'm going to tell you there's no room to give way, sympathy for sin and wrong.
Amen.
It's only going to leave a place for trouble.
That's right.
So.
It's so.
The faces were like lions. You can search them and search them and search them. They're just firm and true.
Amen.
That doesn't mean you can't smile.
That's right.
But we better be firm and true.
Yeah.
In our hearts, we better be firm and true to God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, help us today.
Yeah.
Help us out. God's looking for a man. Read on.
And we're as swift as the road.
Swift. Oh, I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is one area right here. Just a little too slow to move in on things that are not right.
Yes.
We must be swift to move in on.
Amen.
Swift on the thing. Let it get a foothold. Let it get entrenched. Let it become where it can marshal forces of its own, and you really got that.
Yes.
Swift as a room. Right in on the thing. God help us.
Yes.
Purity, holiness, goodness, trueness. Amen. Live this life. Live for God. God can use you in the battle. Amen. Live so he may be able to use you. Not just skating along and skimming along the surface, but a life of purpose and meaning, cleaving unto God. Be open.
Amen.
Okay, hold on. 16th verse now. Let's redeem some of this.
And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold of unto David.
All right.
And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them,
now listen.
If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, my heart shall be knit unto you.
You don't need to be some examination?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you know we need to have a little examination?
Yes, amen.
When you come to the Lord.
peaceably?
You gonna end the war?
What's your purpose?
David met them and answered and said unto them, if you be come peaceably unto me to help me, my heart shall be knit unto you. My heart will be knit to your heart. Knit, see? There's something about knitting it. You're just all entwined together. You go pulling at the thing and you just got something on your hands. Sense of God ought to be knitted together.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you can't start something over here that's not going to be touched here. We knit it together. Well, they don't do it like that over here. They don't do it like this over here. God help us all. I'm talking about the vitals of holiness and righteousness. There cannot be any adjustments on those. There are no adjustments to a sin-free life.
That's right.
There are no adjustments to purity.
That's so.
No adjustments to that. No adjustments to being born again. It will matter. God help us.
But if ye become to betray me to mine enemies,
all right, now,
seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke
you. See, if you come to betray, if you just come to betray, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Such a place to be is a place of betrayal. Oh, listen. God, help us out. Jesus was betrayed from the very inner circle. From the very inner circle there, he was sold. God help us not to be in that seat, the one that betrays the Lord. Oh, we want to be fit for the battle. We want to be able to withstand and to stand. Oh, we withstand is all right, but we need to be able to stand. The Christian life is more than just trying to block this and block that, but standing on its own. That's something for souls to desire, life to be desired. The Lord will give you if you come for any other purposes or reasons. Read on now, read on.
When the Spirit came upon Amaziah, who was chief of the captain, and he said, thine are we.
See?
David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse.
Listen, folks. You got folks to say, well, I'm not on anybody's side. You got an example, right?
Amen.
I'm not on anybody. I'm just, where are you? Floating around. David, we're on thy side. Folks don't want to hear about this. But you're on somebody's side.
That's right.
You're on God's side or the devil's side.
That's right.
Is it true?
Yes.
I'm not taking sides. You ought to. Which side you on? I'm on thy side, David. David said, now we hook up. Amen. What's yours is mine, mine is yours. We'll fight this battle together. I appreciate the exhortation. Holy Ghost filled brethren are together in the essence of their purpose.
Yes, it's so.
The differences that may prop up and prop out don't divide and shatter us.
Praise God.
God, help us now. I can appreciate the very fact of your earnestness in God. Oh, that inspires me to be around a man of standard, a man of quality. Amen. In things of God, that stirs my soul. I'm not offended. That stirs me and goads me to see if I can tighten up a little more, be a little straighter in this thing. In the principles of holiness and righteousness, staying clear from the spirit of the world, staying clear from false doctrines and teachings. God help us! We got to be one!
Amen.
We are.
We are.
Amen.
We must be.
Yes.
God to use us in the battle.
Amen.
Amen. God wants some men that can stand and make up this breach.
Yes.
Fill it in. Link hands, link hearts, link man, link resources.
Amen.
Oh, across the miles. I appreciate so much. The telephone would ring. Here'd be some saint on the other end. Hear about your battle, brother. Hear that they got you kind of pressed down. Hold on. We're fasting and praying for you. then the thing looked like it's going to go too long. They got the hopping airplane. I got to get on the scene. Looked like it's holding on too long. Ought to be something happening. May God help us to be stirred like this. Be able to get right in the battle.
Amen.
Saints, get in the battle for truth and righteousness. Don't just skim along, see. Let's dip on down and be a part of this. These were mighty men. They were skilled. In their own, they were men of combat. But God is not interested in a few outstanding individuals. His church is a body.
Yes,
again. He wants that body hooked up and working. Glory be to God. You know, I marvel at this thing. Somebody gets on the out. Don't like Brother So-and-so's preaching. And so they run up to Brother So-and-so. Amen. The fire will be his mouth. Meet him at the door. Understand you coming from so-and-so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming from. What you coming here for? Peace or what?
Alright.
See, we have a battle going on here. There's some souls we want to see delivered. There's some burdens we have. There's some real struggles going on. Why are you coming here? You just got them down there. I know they got some battles too.
Yeah.
I tell you, I didn't like the way he preached. I sure like the way he preached. God help us. You better know who's coming to the battle. You get on the outs with your pastor, your preacher, that is a genuine man of God, you don't get no nit to me. You hear what I said?
Yeah.
You won't get a nit to me if you get on the outs with your preacher and he's a genuine man of God. I ain't no place to nit for you. I can't use you in any capacity in the battle to stand beside the saints. Was sacrificing and praying and weeping before God for the delivering of the children and loved ones. And to let someone come in and stand beside who is known to be rebellious and troublemaking and not tore up everything where they were last.
Hold on.
I love your soul, but I don't have room for you.
Right.
Hey, what you gonna do? Send you right back.
Amen.
You get a good clear report down there, they didn't have anything for you. I believe this, Lord. God wants us to get in the battle. That's too much church hopping. I hop here a while, I hop there a while, I hop here a while. And my whole experience is a hippity hop type experience. Nothing steady, nothing straight. The wisdom of the world is wiser than us. They've checked your track record. Where'd you work last? How long?